Elisha, Chelik Beis, Tav Chav Zain, second paragraph. Min Haychach Lamuitkan Aleinian Shel Metzius Haram Boilam. Having spoken in the previous section about Memsheles Zadoin and the analogy of a government in exile, we need to discuss over here the concept of the existence of evil in the world. Rabbeinu HaRamchal Mevaer Zos BeSefer Das Tevunos Siman Tzadivav. The Ramchal explains it over there. And we quote from that sefer. Ata yeshlun lavin matzav harishon asher la'adam. We want to understand the primary situation, the basic situation of humankind. Shehu biyosef olam hazeh, haloi zeh zman avod hazeh. Mankind in olam hazeh, which is the time of avida. Va'imnam ma ha'avida bichlal kvar behanua. In general, we've explained what avida is. Shehi le'avir kol chiseron shenimtza bivri asoy. One way to describe the avida, says the Ramchal, is the removal of shortcomings that we have through our creation, all sorts of deficiencies that we have as individual human beings. Hu hara hazeh asher matzui hu ata v'emet l'isbatel. This evil that exists now and will one day be eliminated. V'eminam al ha'adam ha'masa hazeh l'ishtadel b'tuloi. It's incumbent upon us, it is a masa, a burden upon us, it is our task to do our best to eliminate the evil within us. He links it to that statement of Chazal in Sanhedrin, the world was created for my sake. Ve'inyan ze beharu zal b'midrash, al pasuk ki choshalta ba'avinecha. On that pasuk that we read Shabbos Shuvah, Chazal comment, ze l'sheinam, Omar Rabbi Simai, mashal letzur gavoya she'yamed al parashas derochim uvne adam nichshalim ba. He compares the situation to a boulder that has rolled into onto crossroads, and it's very disruptive. People stumble, and it's very disruptive, this boulder standing on the crossroads. Omar HaMelech, the king sends a message, Satatuhu kim'a kim'a, chip at it, little by little. Ad shtavoy hasha'a v'ani ma'avirim min olam. Do your best, chip at this boulder bit by bit to make it easier to get across, until the right time comes, and I will come and completely remove it from the world. Ve'ulam ma she'itzterech leva'er techila. What we need to explain first, hu inyan metzius hara hazeh, which is of course the boulder. The concept of this evil that exists, shehu ha'goyerem lechol masa ha'avidah, which causes our avidah. Ve'tireh ki zehu metzius mechudash legamrei. This is something completely new, something that was created, this reality of the existence of evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he brought about the concept of evil in order to send us challenges, to give us room to be oved and to grow and to succeed. Anything which is good, even though it seems to us to be new, Nikrash umisyeches elav isborach. It has some sort of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umiskarev ktsas inyanei Baruch Hu. And it, in some way it's associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything which is good has some connection, some affinity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach hara hazeh, adraba, hineu davar hofchilu isborach mamash. When it comes to evil, it is something which is opposite to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally opposed. Asher lo haya l'inyan zeh velo karov lo shem vezeh klal, kodem shechitshanu Baruch Hu. The concept of evil didn't exist. There was none of it, not an iota of it, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it around. It's part of Hashem's infinite abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring about something which is the polar opposite to himself. There's nothing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all which is like that. And the point is to make known that Hashem's abilities have no limitation. He is omnipotent and he can bring about something which is the opposite of himself. This is related in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ani Hashem oiseh kol ele. Of course, this pasuk is paraphrased by Chazal in the Brachos before the Shema. We say Yetzer oir uvorei choyshech, but that's how Chazal changed it for the purposes of Tefillah. In the pasuk in Yeshayahu, it says Yetzer uvorei ra. He creates evil. Ani Hashem oiseh kol ele. I brought it about. Ve'omnam hu yisbarach shimtzioi, lo yimtzioi lo yishis batel. However, we must keep in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about evil as a totally new reality, only brought it about in order to negate it, to eliminate it. Brought it about within certain parameters, with certain characteristics. Because it hasn't got its own value. The idea is simply through evil to bring about good, to bring about reward for the tzaddikim. Ad kan Ramchal. The author continues, Hare hara b'ri'ai. Evil is a creation, as the Ramchal so emphatically says. Efshar la'asis b'neged tzon Hashem. It is possible in our world to act against the will of Hashem. Ve'efshar l'aredes b'ta'avois u'midois ra'ois ad ha'deyuta ha'tachatona. It's possible, once Hashem created this concept, it's possible to descend in one's passions and appetites and midois ra'ois all the way to the level of a monster. It's possible. Masha'enu b'riya i'efshar shiye. If it weren't created, if Hashem had not created the concept of evil, it wouldn't be possible. The pasuk in Kohelis Perek Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this opposite that, a certain balance in the world. Kol avodas adam b'shis alfin shanin shel olam hazeh hi levatel ultaken hara. The avoda of humankind in the period of history in which we find ourselves, olam hazeh, is to correct and to improve and to perfect evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu osid levatel hesara. He will one day completely eliminate, annihilate evil. Aval hayoim, as we said in a previous discussion, memsheles zadoin sheletes boidam. That's the term we used in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. It's memsheles zadoin. There's an evil forces that dominate the world. Normally, when we speak about evil in the world, we speak about the terrible denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the corruption that reigns in the world. These are true. However, this evil begins much, much higher place. As follows, we're going to explain it now. Haramchal mevair. Ki ha-machloikis va-pilpulim shosim ba-Torah hem le-shaber ha-kelipois. Ramchal uses Kabbalistic terminology, that when we have disagreements and discussions in Torah, it's in order to break the klipois, which is Kabbalistic terminology for all sorts of for negative forces. Uma shemizgale befashut eino ela esek gashmi. What's revealed then is esek gashmi. We'll see just now what it means. Ki yesh mekomois shasitro acha goyremes situm. There are places where sitra acha, that's another term for evil, it causes blockage, vizenika kushia. It manifests itself, again, at a higher realm, it manifests itself as a kushia, as a difficulty where we don't have clarity in Torah. Ve'az tzarich lis'oirer bigvura uchanis, one has to awaken oneself with spiritual force, lehavir mishamis sitra acha, to remove the effect of the negative, vizeu b'chocha pilpul, through the power of our learning. Lifamim ein koach la'avias ha-kushiyah. Sometimes it's not within our means to remove the kushiyah, to resolve it. Ve'az nishara b'tzarich iyun. I've made a note for myself to look at the parish of Oir HaChaim HaKadosh in Parashas Re'ei, in Dvarim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chafches. He writes that kushiyos and choseh havanah, kushiyos and lack of understanding are because of klipois which were created through avoinois. Mamash the same as the Ramchal. Almost word for word, that when we have difficulties in learning, it's a manifestation, of course, on a much higher level of the force of evil. Back to the text, Zeu es vohev basufa, that pasuk in Chukas, shepeshub agbara al talmidei chachamim haloichamim umechadidim zeh zeh bilimudam. Chazal apply this pasuk to talmidei chachamim who are waging the war of learning, ki ha-milchama nir'a shenases ben mefalpelim zeh im zeh. From the outside, it seems that the two Talmidei Chachamim are battling one another. It seems that the two who are engaged in dispute are fighting one another. Ve'eino, that's incorrect. Ki shnehem lechamim yachad neged ha-sitra acha. What's really happening when they are discussing, trying to remove lack of understanding and kushiyos, they're together battling the evil forces in the world through their learning. In brackets, Yalkut Yedioi Sames, Likutim Ma'amar Milchamta Shel Tirah. That's the source in the Ramchal. Says the author, Harei Kushiya Begapat. Really, when you have a kasha in Gemara, Perush Rashi Tosfos, Ikvar Situma Nigam LeTikuchei Sarai. That's already a blockage caused by the forces of evil. So it starts at a much higher place than we normally associate it with. Onwards, in the same vein, in the same context, the Chavos Lebavois explains an awesome rule. Ki ein inyan v'inyanei ativa, elem yesh lo pegah she'efsid eisei. Part of this creation of evil means that there's nothing that is good, no concept of good, unless it comes together with a potential destructive force that might just annihilate this good. That's the zel umas zeh that the author spoke about. This opposite the other, there's a balance. Mi she'omad al oifanei ha-pega'im ha-mafsidim es ha-ma'asim yuchal adas li-zehebem. So a person is ascertained to whom it is clear the various destructive forces or undermining forces will be able to avoid them when he does something good. Umi she'lo yada ki matov levadoi. However, if a person only knows about the good, he's not aware about the attached and associated evils, lo yimalet lo mimenu davar lerov ha-pega'im ha-masigim es. He will hardly manage to achieve anything, because all the good that it achieves will be undermined and destroyed by the various negative forces that are associated with it. This is in Yichud HaMaaseh Perek Hei. The author explains, Harei kol machshava tova, every good thought, kol midah v'chol hanagah tova, every good midah, every good form of conduct that the individual has, yesh lo masan pega mafsid asan. It comes together, there's a second side of the coin, there's an undermining force, a force that wishes to destroy this good. And one has to know how to beware of the force that is out to destroy the good. Tamid oyrev ez shibush oy taus. There's always lurking there some mistake, some slip. Ha'alul lafoch es hadavar tov lehofcho. That might turn the good thing into its opposite. Ein lecha inyan gavoh v'kadosh v'toiv. There's no concept that is high and exalted and holy and good, that does not require protection from this undermining of the forces of evil. It's sufficient in these awesome words to show us how inclusive, how the extent to which the forces of the dominion of the forces of evil in the world extend. וְחַמָּה אַדִּירָה צִחָה לִיּוֹסֶם מִלְחָמָה נִגְדָה. How powerful the war against this Memshelis Hazadoin needs to be. As the Midrash said, סַתְתוּ אֹיְסֵי כִּמְעָה כִּמְעָה. Chip at this boulder, bit by bit, עד שתבוא השעה ואני מעבירה מן העולם. Until the time comes, and I will completely remove it. סוֹיף סוֹיף, at the end of the day, כל מלחמתנו נגד הרע, our war against evil, היא בבחינת מלחמת גרילה. It's like chipping at this a huge boulder, yeah, here and there, you know, a little bit of a scrap here and a chip over there. At the end of the day, it's guerrilla warfare. Gicha po v'sham, here and there, a sortie out. Maka po v'sham shel ha-machteres neged ha-kovesh. Once in a while, the underground lands a blow against the conqueror. It's not, we're not going to win the war this way. That's what we have to do, though. Ad she'evo ha-yoyim v'ha-memshala ha-goyla, until the day comes, and the government in exile, ha-shchinta bagalusa, תחזור לארצה, returns to its land, וינוצח הכובש עד חורמה. And the conqueror will be defeated totally. To continue the analogy, ובארץ הכבושה, in the conquered land, meaning the earth, all of it, ישנם המשתפים פעולה עם הכובש. They're always collaborators. And this is again part of the analogy. When the conqueror comes, not the entire population resists. They are always collaborators. ויש שאינם נכנעים לו, there are those who do not submit to the conqueror. ונשארים נאמנים למלכם, they remain faithful to the king in exile. ובדרכי סייסר נקשרים איתו. In surreptitious ways, they maintain contact. ומקבלים ממנו פקודוי סמלאסויס, they receive instructions as to what to do. והדרכה כיצד להילחם בסוח המחתרת. And guidance as to how to fight a guerrilla warfare, an underground. המחתרת של השכינתא בגלוסה, זהו הכלל ישראל. The resistance forces of this government exile, the Shechina, it's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the resistance. Kemoi Shiedan, we say again in the Tfilosi Vimin Raim, Kemoi Shiedan Hashem Lekin, we know, Shashaltan Lefanecha, You have the dominion. You have the power. Even in the midst of the worst Hester Panim. We know that the Shechina is a government in exile. It surreptitiously rules the entire world. It's leading the world in a certain direction. We're just looking forward all the time to the day when it stops being a hidden government and rules openly. All the tefillos in Rosh Hashanah revolve around this idea. This imagery, this idea, these terms you've used of a government in exile, Shechinta begalusa, עלינו להמחיש לעצמנו, we need to make it tangible to ourselves, בגישתנו להמליחו יזברך. As we approach Rosh Hashanah to coronate הקדוש ברוך הוא, או להסייצב לעבוד עשו בלמיין, to present ourselves for his עבודה in his world. עד כאן.